Hi, Russell Evans here. So excited that you're joining us today. This is Father's Day in Australia. All around the world, Father's Day is celebrated on different days, but we're going to be talking about the Father Heart of God and the characteristics or the attributes of God. There's going to be a lot of fun in it. There's going to be a lot of interaction. And I pray that you have a revelation of your Father in heaven, because when you do, it changes your life. Why don't you join in and be a part of today's message and let it transform you wherever you are. Today I'm going to talk to you about fathers, because it's Father's Day, and because fathers actually make a difference in our lives, whether we know it or not. In fact, the original father was God the Father, and amazing stat that his son Jesus, when he came, mentions 181 times about his father. He said, "What you see me do, I do on behalf of my father. When you see me, you see my father." And he understood that his image came from who his father was. And fatherhood is such an important issue in today's society. But more important than an issue of fathers in today's society is knowing how you are with God the Father. Because really, so many attributes that God the Father has, he wants to release into his children. And that happens through a relationship. You know, one out of every 148 words Jesus was speaking in the Bible was about his father. So fatherhood is such an important thing. They did some research studies, over 150 research studies recently I read about, and they made this deduction about fatherhood. A positive and a continuous relationship to one's father has been found to be associated with good self-concept, higher self-esteem, higher self-confidence in personal and social interaction, higher moral maturity, reduced rates of unwed teen pregnancy, greater internal control, and higher career aspirations. Fathers who are affectionate, nurturing, actively involved in child-rearing are more likely to have well-adjusted children. So fathering is a very important thing. And some people say, well, I don't have a father, or I've got a bad father, or my father's no longer with me, or I'm estranged from my father, or I have a good father. You know, as good as my dad was and is, my heavenly father's way better. And no matter what lack you have, God can replace any lack that you have in your life. And so we're going to look at the attributes of God, and this is going to be a very interactive session today, so it's going to be a lot of fun. If you got your Planet Shakers app, if you don't, you can download it. If you don't want to, you can borrow someone else's Planet Shakers app. And we're going to take a poll today. So you go to Planet Shakers app, and when it comes on, because I'm attached to our Wi-Fi here, it takes forever. Because we're live streaming. You can do this on live stream too. You can go to your Planet Shakers app and go to live stream. You can look on that, and this will come up someday. In Jesus' name, let me go out of. Sam says I need to be patient. That's one thing that God the Father is. He's patient. Something that I need to be more of. Patient. So you go to your app, and then you hit, there you go, Father's Day poll. Hit that icon. Then it will go to live voting. And there are five areas to select from. And the question is, which fatherly trait is most important to you? And the fatherly trait is strength, identity. Fathers create identity, provision, love, and encouragement. What is the most important? And so do the top three. So one, the most important, two, the next most important, three, the next most important, and we will go live to our live stat. Love is right now 50%. Provision, well, it's raining out there. No, it was their live stat. We'll go back to that in a second. But to illustrate some things today, we got some fun here. So Pastor Brett and Pastor Andy, why don't you come up with DJ Bacon? Hey.
Hello, Pastor. Hello, fathers. Happy Father's Day. Yeah. Oh, it's just an overwhelming response there, Pastor Andy.
We've said it a few times already, so maybe that. Yeah, thanks. Anyways, what are we doing, Brett?
Well, we thought that we would, to help illustrate some of the wonderful points we will be hearing about fathers, is do some activities, and we're going to have a bit of fun with this as well.
Yep.
So behind us right now, we are setting up two games, Pastor Andy. What are we going to be doing?
Well, you can see there are some boxes, some hammers, and some screwdrivers.
Yes.
And you don't need to know much more than that because dads can just put it together. It's fantastic. It is an IKEA pack.
IKEA build-off.
Oh, an IKEA build-off.
And that will be happening over the next 30 minutes of the message.
Yep.
And the people that we will thought would be very good at building these things.
Oh, they must be. They're
now,
dads.
There's a new father to be in the auditorium right now. His name is Timothy Carga.
Which means he's inheriting these skills as we speak.
That's right.
Now.
So if you would like to come to the stage,
give it up for
Planet Shakers board member, Tim Carga. And you can choose either the left or the right IKEA.
I think he'll be over here. Yep.
And we also have, because Tim's a very smart guy, we thought we would pit him against someone quite skilled in this area. His name is Donald Raker. He is actually a carpenter. And so, Don, if you're here, would you be able to come forward and get your apparatus?
Because he is a carpenter, I'm going to confiscate his tools. He doesn't need these.
And
he
the instructions. No instructions as well. Over here, Don. All right, you guys can start building right now. Now, secondly, Pastor Andy, we've got these two chairs. They are the chairs of poetry. Now, poetry is a very large part of being a father.
Yes.
And because it's words of love and...
affirmation.
Creativity.
Yes.
And things. Yeah. And so we thought, who are some sensitive guys out there that would be able to do this well?
You thought that, yeah.
Well, I have a friend in Planet Uni. He's a new dad. His name is James Foo.
Oh!
So, James Foo, would you be able to come forward? Studied poetry at the University of Malaysia.
Here he comes, absolutely.
From 92 to 2004. He's very good.
So, what's the poem on fatherhood?
Well, it's going to be about fatherhood, isn't it, Pastor Russell?
Yes.
Yep.
A poem about fatherhood.
God the Father could be.
God the Father, whatever father you would want, natural father, all those fathers. And so to go against James Foo, the scholar from Malaysia, will be a singer. Now, singing is very poetic itself. And so we thought, Nicholas Norrie, you are sitting there. Why don't you come forward?
Nick Norrie, here he comes.
Make sure you bring your phone because you're going to be writing it on your phone.
Yep.
Okay, why don't we give it up for
give
Nick?
Give him a big hand.
Give it up for Nick. Please. All right. And so you're going to be writing poems. You can start doing that. You'll perform the poems in about 25 minutes. Gentlemen, you can start building. Pastor Russell, over to you.
Just wait there, boys. Let's go to the live... okay, so we're going to go from the fifth, the smallest one, to start with 10% say strength. That father's important quality is strength. Okay, 10%, I'm going to talk about that. But we need a strength test, boys.
A strength test.
We need a strength test.
Now, we've got one of those. We can do that.
Yes. It's me and Andy are going to run at each other as hard as we can, and whoever doesn't die is the strongest.
No.
Oh, we're not going to do that one?
I think we should do a tug of war, it needs to involve some dads.
Oh!
So I think we need to do that. Here comes a tug of war rope. All we're missing is 10 contestants.
Well, we could even do a little more. We need at least 5-on-5. We need the strongest, most manliest fathers.
Sebastian. Taking nominations right now. If you want your dad up here, you need to get him up here.
Sebastian.
Let's get some dads
Come
up
on.
Here. I'm nominating.
Pick a side.
Hey, this guy back here in the red shirt, I reckon.
Sir in the red shirt.
Come on.
Yes. Can you come be part of tug of war?
Yeah, come down here. Here we go. Here comes some dads. We've already got two on that side.
Here.
So I need a few on this side.
You go on this side. It's you against
Andrew,
all these.
Andrew swallows up.
Absolutely.
Couldn't resist himself.
And as that happened, I automatically went for this side.
No. Ben, you can jump up. You're a dad to be. Come on, mate. You jump in.
Benny Warren, I think, maybe not. But that's
Andy,
okay. You're a
Ben
man.
Ben Warren will be a dad one day.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Andy, I'm not being stereotypical, but most of the gents on this side are Islanders, which I think might be an unfair advantage.
Okay, well,
Wow. Like, for reals. Yeah, man, you need to jump over that side for real.
Well,
there we go.
We are a very multicultural church.
Okay.
And there's also some interesting tactics going on over here.
Oh, no, there's another one.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. We need one more here.
Brett. I'm going for this team. Okay, hey, everyone over this side, I think this is your team.
4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, we're on.
Is it 6 on 6?
It is 6 on 6.
It is 6 on 6. And so all they need to do, Ethan here, we need to get which mark, we need to get the marking in the middle through to this line. And so you need a helper. Where's Josh Kellogg? He's gone. We need another helper here.
This is just good.
Just so everyone can see the lines. Hold your arm up at the line. Okay, we need to get this middle marker past either one of these lines in order to be the winner. Find out who's the strongest. Here we go.
Are we ready? Are we ready? Everyone count down. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. It's moving.
They are going hard at it. Oh, I would go away from the stage if I were you.
It's favouring this side right
now. There we go. Oh, it is very
losing it.
Come on, boys. Come on, lads.
Oh,
come on, do your kids proud.
There is some strength.
Come on, Betty Warren, do your future kids proud.
It actually is in the middle.
Oh, my, I don't know what to do.
It has a go.
I don't know what
it's
to
back
do.
That way. It's there,
come
kids
on.
Going.
Oh,
they're losing.
It's a battle of endurance, Brett. It's a battle of endurance because we know fatherhood is not a, it's not a sprint.
It's not a sprint.
It's not a sprint. It's an endurance race.
And
it is
here.
Over.
Ah, well done, dads.
A valiant effort by all concerned. Fantastic. Well done.
Could you just play some music, get us in the mood? I was puffed out watching that. You know, people have made prayer something that you read out and something you read all the time. But prayer is really conversation with God. And so one day, the disciples asking Jesus, because Jesus had such a great relationship with his Father, they said, could you teach us to pray like you pray? And he said, yeah, sure. I'll tell you how I pray. And he didn't give them the words to say, but he gave them the concept. And the first thing he starts with is our Father who art in heaven. And what he was saying is that God, when you understand who God is and who what characteristics he has and what attributes he has and who he is, that you can have a relationship with him and he's not just my Father, but he can be everybody's Father. And this says, when you pray, say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, because his name is more powerful than any other name. When I was a kid growing up, we used to have these things where kids would go, my dad's bigger than your dad. And they go, well, why? Well, he's got a bigger car. Well, thank you very much. Well, my dad's got bigger muscles. My dad's got bigger stomach. My dad's got a bigger head. But kids would say, my dad's bigger than your dad. But Jesus is here showing actually how big God, his dad is. Our Father who art in heaven. The heavens and the earth are yours. Hallowed be your name. Your name is bigger than any other name. In your name there is healing and breakthrough. Then he says, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In other words, let earth be like heaven. See, Jesus' whole plan was to show us how to bring the Father's love to earth. The thing that we said was that the strength of a father is they're strong. Our God, our Father in heaven is very strong. The Bible says in Psalm 28, verse 7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices and with my song I will praise him. The Lord is their strength and he's their saving refuge. Isaiah 40, 29, 30, he says, he gives power to the weak and to those who he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. We saw that on that side. And the young man shall utterly fall. We saw that on that side. But those who wait on the Lord, this side, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not go weary. They shall walk and not faint. Our Father, who is in heaven, is a strong, strong God. He is all powerful. He's all knowing. And He wants to be strong on your behalf. Just like my children, when I see them and they need some strength from their dad, and I come in and I say, come on, you can do it. And I put my strength behind what they're doing. All of a sudden, they can do way more with my help than they can do by themselves. And fathers provide strength, but God the Father is the ultimate one of strength. Not only is a father strong, the next thing, the fourth highest rated one that we was provision. See, our Father is a provider. Matthew 6:26 says, look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not more valuable than any of them? God looks after the animals. He looks after the birds of the air. But He says, you're more important, because when I made you in my image. I made you to be like Him. You know, God made us to be like Him. And He said, I want to look after you. I want to provide for you. I love my kids. Always text me, hey, Dad, I need some money for lunch. Okay. And as much as I think sometimes, get a job, which they do have, I just love providing for them. I love going shopping with them. And my daughter likes this thing. And I'm like, yeah, could I have that, Dad? Sure. If it's too expensive, I'll send Grandma there. Providers. You know, I read the Lord's Prayer, and the Lord's Prayer, it says, next part of it says, give us this day our daily bread. See, when you understand who your dad is, you understand He can provide for you. And the problem, religion has created God as a weak, boring, irrelevant, non-powerful, non-loving God. But God the Father is the ultimate dad. He's the best dad, because my dad is bigger than your dad, unless we have the same dad. He's big all the time. He's our provider. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I love when Sam would tell me the stories, although the situation was bad. Her father had left and ran off with someone else. They went through bankruptcy. Mother and Sam and brother living at home had nothing. But they had a revelation of God one day and had an encounter with God. And God went from being somebody they prayed prayers about to someone they knew. And it would be daily, regularly, they would have nothing in the kitchen, and someone would knock at the door, and they'd go to the front of the door, and there'd be meals there, and there'd be provision there, and there'd be groceries and stuff like that, because there was a God in heaven looking after them. He's a provider. Now, another attribute is identity. That's the next one we talked about. Identity you voted for. That's the third most popular one. I'm preaching on the ones you voted for in order down to one. So if you voted the other ways, I'd have to switch it up. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created human beings in His own image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female. Romans 8 says this, so you have not received a spirit that makes you a fearful slave. You know, fear comes not from God. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now you call Him Abba Father, Daddy Daddy. For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. And since we are His children, we are His heirs. I don't know about you, but that makes me pretty excited that I'm an heir of God. One of you is excited about that, but we are heirs of God. Our God has no lack. There's joy He has because He is joy. There's love because He is love. There's peace. There's fullness of joy. There's provision. There's miracles and breakthroughs. And you know, see, I thought that when my kids, when I died, that my kids would get my inheritance from me, their inheritance from me. But I discovered that when my kids were born, they took their inheritance every day. They're possessing stuff from their father and their mother. See, we're heirs of God. That word heir means an inheritor or a possessor. So we inherit what our dad has, and our dad is a good God. And the Bible says this, that we are his children. So I remember growing up, children get their identity from their parents. That's what happens. And fathers are particularly important with bringing identity. I'd say to my children all the time, do you know your champions? You're a champion, you know that? God's going to use you greatly. Oh, and I didn't make up stories about them because some people, you know, we tell our kids lies sometimes. They can't sing and we go, well, you're a great singer. No, they're not. If they can't sing, they're not a great singer. Say, you may be a great singer one day, but don't tell them a lie right there. Because sometimes, by the way, parents, we get our children to have fantasies instead of dreams. Fantasies are something they can never achieve. Dreams are something that's in their DNA to achieve. But I'd say, you're a champion, you know that? You're great. And I'd say to Amy, you're beautiful. And she goes, I know. I said, how do you know? She goes, because you tell me. And fathers create identity in their children. So you want to be more like God? Start hearing what he says about you. He says, you're awesome. You're brilliant. You're creative. You're a genius. Oh, you got some flaws, but I love you anyway. We get our identity from those we look up to. And when we look up to God, we become like him. I hope you're enjoying the message so far. We're having lots of fun here and trust you're having fun there. Why don't you open up your spirit and let's see what God can do in your life today. The next thing that we voted for was encouragement. And we have an encouragement game about to happen. Yes, an encouragement game.
Alrighty. Hey, who loves basketball here? Who's a pretty good shot of basketball? Like shooting hoops with their kids? Andy, do you like shooting hoops with your children? Yeah. Children to be? Not yet.
I don't have children, and no, I'm not very good, but there are some people here that are fantastic.
You just sounded really like David McCracken then.
Yes, well, he's very good. because he always knows when the shots are going to go in.
He's so prophetic.
He's so prophetic. Anyways, but we have some people here that are great at basketball, and it's all because of the encouragement of their father, I'm sure, Brett.
It certainly is. We actually have a family that have many, many children who are all good at sport.
Look at this. Now,
I think they know who they are. We have the Ferguson family.
Oh, please,
Ben, Amy, and Nathan. Now, Ben, you did the dunk comp the other night, so you're down for this one.
Yeah, we already know he's good. So, so just two or three?
Well, I don't know, Pastor Andy. Should we do two or three? Three. Someone
okay.
said three, so let's
okay,
do three.
You,
Ben, you're in.
It was a conundrum. Okay, so all three are coming.
Yes, they are.
And what we need, though, we actually need their father, Rod.
Their father, Rod.
We
now, Father
need
Rod.
You because they need some encouragement. Here they are, up in front of everyone, very nervous. They look so nervous, and they need the encouragement of their father. And so as he comes up, sir, we actually need you on stage. And so he's just...
Yes.
He's an athlete, so it looks like he's just going to jump up.
He's an Essendon supporter.
Essendon. Look at that. Look at that. And so you are going to be listening to the encouragement of your father whilst trying to get it in from a three-point line here, as you can see, already marked out. And so I think we'll go from oldest to youngest here in that order, please. And it's going to be the best of how many?
Well, I think the first person to get two in, yeah, the best of three.
Best of three. All best right. of three shots each, but just one at a time.
Now,
okay.
Now, we do have the father, Nathan, here. Now, Nathan, you must be
That's
a very...
Not Nathan.
Oh, Rod, sorry. You must be... sorry.
Is there something we don't know?
I don't know, actually.
His middle name is Nathan.
And Rod is very encouraging, aren't you, Rod? Are you ready to encourage your children? And do you have a favourite for this event anyway?
That's yeah, no favourite, but I think Ben might have a chance.
Oh,
Amy's pretty good too. Nice.
Okay, well, what we're going to do, I'm going to give you the microphone and you need to encourage your children to the greatness. So I'm going to give it over to you now.
Yes. Yep.
Like I showed you, Ben, like I showed you. No backboard. Yeah.
Oh. Oh! Come on, Nathan.
See, I build him up.
Yep.
And Nathan, take it easy. Left to right.
Oh.
Amy, don't worry about boys. Girls can do it better.
Here she goes, here she goes. Oh!
She's got a lot of power.
Okay, Benny. I'm going to get one of these three, mate. Otherwise, I have to go up to the cage myself. A, relax. Up to the line. Oh. Amy. Go, Amy.
Oh!
We are a basketball family. Shooting's not the strong point, though, but see how we go.
It's all in the encouragement.
Yeah. Okay. One night. First one in's the winner. Could be you. Yeah. Oh, yes! Hey.
There's one tonight that's over it. Here
Don't
we go,
worry
for
about
Amy.
That, Amy. Relax.
So that's, is that two each or three each?
That's two each.
That's two each.
One in.
Still
tonight.
Got one. Okay. One
Don't
more
be
opportunity.
Nervous.
If Ben misses this, he's already lost.
Relax, Ben. For the game.
Slammed
scores up. A level. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, still in it.
Okay.
Okay,
the boys
okay.
have got one. Let's see Amy put it in. Come on, Ames. You've already got one in, Nath. Stand aside. Yep, Amy.
Okay, so Dad's the boss, yeah. obviously, so that's right. good. We've got that sorted.
There.
Oh, Amy. Okay.
Amy again. We've got to finish this segment soon, so quick, Amy, get
Whoever wins doesn't have to do chores for a week. Oh, Amy, sorry. You're still doing
right, chores. That's enough from the Ferguson family, aren't
Well,
I think Nathan's got to have
one more
shot.
We don't have a winner. I think we need to find out.
Okay.
It's just one each.
These two boys have got one each, okay.
Okay, here we go.
Amy, you're eliminated.
Sorry, Amy, sorry. You did great. Here we go. Oh, Nathan, 2-1. Whoever loses, misses first.
The older brother wants
to beat him. No pressure, no pressure. There it is. In. No, it's Nathan.
Oh, Nathan. 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 Give me 5, Nathan. Exempt from chores for the week due to the encouragement of his father.
So, imagine being a father and you've got three children competing for something and each person has a different encounter or a different response. See, sometimes as a father, you need to encourage your child who didn't do as well. Hey, you can do it. One who's doing on their way to being better, come on, you can do it. And the one who's done it, come on, you can do it and be humble. See, fathers create encouragement in their children. And God encourages you all the time. Many times we listen to all our faults and all our problems and all our mistakes and all the things we've done wrong. That's the devil. He comes and rah, 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 rah. But God, our Father, He says, I want to correct behavior, but I want to encourage you to be better. I want to encourage you to do more. I want to encourage you. The Bible says in Psalm 55, 21, 22, it says, cast your burden on the Lord and He shall sustain you. And he shall never permit the righteous to be removed. The Bible says when Jesus was being baptized, Jesus hadn't done a miracle. He hadn't performed anything. He had just walked the earth for 30 years and he comes along and he gets baptized in water. And before he had done anything, God the Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. In other words, he was not operating from pressure. He was operating from favor. And God wants to encourage you every day, just like a father can encourage you. I remember Sam is a champion swimmer. She hates me telling this story. She came third in Australia, open swimming, third in Australia. Third, only once. Well, what, if it was once for me, I would be telling everybody. How many state medals did you win? Hundreds. Hey? 5 in the morning, she'd get picked up for swimming, taken to swimming by her dad, and then in the afternoon, and he would always give her this pep talks. Come on, Hancock, you can do it. Push through. He's knocking right now. And so Sam's greatness in her sporting ability came because she had a father that was encouraging her. And God the Father wants to encourage greatness in you. Hi. Next one. Second most important one we said. No, is this the most important one? Love. God is love. You know, people try to find love in all the wrong places. They're trying to find love all in other things. But the only way to find true love is to find it in God. John 1 John 4 says this, no one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us and his love is brought to full expression in us. And God has given his spirit as a proof that we live in him and he in us. Furthermore, we have seen with our own eyes and now testify the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. And all those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God has God living in them and they live in God. And we know how much God loves us and we have put our trust in his love. And then it makes this amazing statement. God doesn't have love. Doesn't say that. God is looking for love. No, it doesn't say that. It says God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in them. So people trying to find love all over the world. I'm just looking for love. I'm just looking for love. Well, the only place to find real love is God, because he is love. He doesn't have love. He is love. He doesn't have peace. He is peace. He doesn't have joy. He is joy. God is love, he is joy, he is peace, and the only way to find true love is from God. How are we going here? They're finished. Where's Tim's hiding? You are funny. So do we need to? Yes, we got another game. Oh yes. Another fun game. Yeah, come on, come on. You like this game, Brett.
Oh, this is a good game. Just a heads up, Pastor Andy. We're going to play heads up. So we actually need all of you guys to be involved. Are you ready? Are you ready to be involved in heads up? Okay, a couple of people.
This side is ready. I don't know about what's going on with your side, okay. But they're ready.
Well, as the music plays, we thought, because being a dad, it's about entertaining your kids when they're crying on a plane.
And responding to the unexpected. You never know what's coming around next.
That's right. You need to be an entertainer. Yep. And there's a couple of entertainers here right now.
Okay.
On the front row is the entertainer of all entertainers, especially in the Planet Shakers office. It is Jimmy Pilmer. Would you give it up for Jimmy? Jimmy's on my side over here. Over there,
yes.
You have...
Where is Callum
McMallum
Stewart? Where is he?
Callum Stewart over here from the Bible College.
Okay.
Like a father to many in a way.
He is a
father
to many.
So he's very good at these things.
Absolutely. And so I have him over this side. You have Jimmy over that side. Now, I'm going to explain to all of you in the crowd how this is going to work. There's going to be a word that comes up on the screen there. Now, our dads, even though they are probably planning on cheating, we won't allow that. But they're not going to be able to see the words, so they're relying on you acting out whatever word comes up on the screen, and they are going to yell out what they think it is, and first dad to get it right wins. Of course, we move on to the next thing. Is everybody clear on that? So it definitely involves you.
That's correct.
Yep,
and so we actually need everybody to stand to your feet.
That's
if you
it.
Could.
This is a whole
stretch
family.
Your legs.
Family activity.
Just do a little move like that, just getting ready. Yep. Now, Team James Pilmer, are you ready? Are we ready over here, Team Jimmy?
Brett, can you please make sure he doesn't cheat? He's got a reputation.
I will.
Callum over here. This is Team Callum. Please give it up for Callum over here.
Oh, there's more excitement over there. Okay. Are we ready on the screens? Are we ready? Are we ready for the screens? As soon as the word flashes up, you need to act it out and you can use your voices, but you cannot say the word. All right. Are we ready? In 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Punching swans. Punching.
Boxing.
Dolphin.
Boxing.
Crocodile! Crocodile hunter!
Snap!
Shark!
UFC!
You're jumping! What is...
Shark! Fin! Shark punch!
Goggle shark! Drowning!
Shark! Punching!
Dragon! Fighting! 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 Dragon! Fight!
Next one! Next one!
Pregnant!
My hot wife! What?
Pregnant.
My wife.
This might be too hard. It was mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
Oh, he said it.
Yes.
He said it. Okay. Next one. Next one.
Final. Robot. Robot dancing.
Robot.
Yeah. Rain, you're so good at this.
Stirring
cooking, the pot.
Baking.
Oh.
Circles.
Train, choo-choo.
Gloves. Rope. Surgery.
Doing the dishes.
Writing. Yeah.
Possibly cheated.
Fishing.
Soaring. Chainsaw. Chuck, chopping wood. Cutting the snake.
Snake.
Snake head off.
Kill the snake.
Last one. One more.
Remote control.
Control.
TV. Remote control.
Control a TV.
Pocket control. Owning the remote control.
That was cheating, right there.
No, that was cheating. That was due to the good acting.
How
of
does
our
he
team
say
Hobie.
Owning that? Well done.
Absolutely.
Give it up for Jimmy and Callum. Good job,
well
boys.
Done. Father of the year. Father of the year.
Now, we're bringing out the awards. Where's our builders, IKEA guys? Tim, you want to present your IKEA build up? Oh, there's Don. You want to bring it forward? Let's see how sturdy it is. You've got two. So the winner is... Would you like to say anything?
I'd like to thank my mum and my dad for all their support over encouragement. Thank you.
Let's give them a big hand. That's very good, Tim. Now, where's our poets, our creative men?
James and Nick here. James and Nick.
Yeah, so who's going to go first? James. Come right forward. You're preaching now. Salvation article following, miracles, signs and wonders. Up to you.
All right, here goes. Doves are lovers, bears are loving, so our Father, He loves us all. Mighty is He, greatest of all, praises goes up, blessing comes down. To all our fathers, your children are blessed. Because of your love, we are loved. Our best days are always ahead of us, helping us go through life, always encourage and support us when we fail. You are our hero in a lifetime. Happy Father's Day.
Wow. Very good.
You did very well.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. Those words rhymed really well.
Okay. I've given mine a title, and it's simply Because of You. That's it. Thanks. Do I win now? Hi, Dad. What a gift you have been to me. I am continually thankful for your love, care, and heart towards me. You have never expected anything more than my heart. Yet today on Father's Day, I want to express to you how much you mean to me. I love you. I am continually surprised by you. Every day you teach me and show me something new about you. Every day I learn something new about myself, as you help me and encourage me to be a better son and man. I would not be who I am today without you. You have always looked out for me, watched over me, and been there for me. Regardless of where I have found myself, you have continued to shower me with your goodness and receive me as I am. So thanks, Dad. I know I am loved. I know I am secure. Every heavenly resource you have made available to me. I have found favor in your eyes, and I am blessed beyond any human measure. The life and gifts you have given me as a child of yours, words cannot express. But today I will try and do my best with these few heartfelt expressions. I love you, Dad. I am forever grateful. Never will I doubt. Never will I not consider you, for you are always mindful of me. All that I am and all that I have is because of you.
You know, just for a moment, we'll be closing 2 minutes. But God wants to make himself real to you as a father. He wants to show you strength. He wants to show you love. He wants to show you peace. He wants to show you joy. He wants to encourage you today. He wants you to understand when you see him, you become like him. There's mannerisms. You know, as one of our church members, one of our leaders, Pablo, who dedicated his daughter today, and his parents came up to me before the service, and I'd seen his dad once, I think, and but I hadn't seen his mum, and I saw them when, that part looks like Pablo, that part looks like Pablo, and you got your height and you got this, and because there's expressions that come by intimacy, by being close, by being brought up, and when you spend time with God the Father, his characteristics, his attributes, his smile, the way he looks, becomes a part of you. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to connect with you on any social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can email us at church@planetshakers.com. And we want to pray for you and believe for a miracle breakthrough for whatever you're going through. And I'm believing that God's greatest days are ahead of you and that you're going to be amazing because you understand who your Father is.